Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N.com, or you could tweet me at Bruce Sallon. Also, please like my Facebook page, A Dad's Point of View, on Facebook. It is time for Family Financial Matters with Jim Scheinberg. Jim Scheinberg is the managing partner of North Pier Fiduciary Management. He received his Certified Investment Management Analyst designation, you try to say that, from the Wharton School of Business and has been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years. He has been my personal and family's financial advisor for almost that long as well, so I can offer my personal endorsement without question. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
Hey there, Bruce, and I just have to say that I like your Facebook page an awful lot.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We are approaching, by the way, 3,500 parents, moms and dads, from about 35 different countries. So the reach of it is quite considerable, including, for some reason, about 150 moms and dads, I think mostly dads, in India. Don't ask me why. But India is a topic of financial discussion these days, along with China. I actually have a bunch from China as well. Our topic is burst of expression. And I didn't realize it until you and I talked on the break that the changes in technology have had a significant impact on how financial business is pursued. And I thought I would, you know, ask you in particular what some of those changes are, say, in the old days versus now.
Well, I think it's incredibly appropriate because obviously bursts of expression take a lot of different forms, and one of the big ones is when people talk about money, whether you're in the business or whether you're just thinking about your own money. And yeah, it has changed an awful lot. You know, I was telling you, in the old days, and when I first got in the business, which doesn't seem like it should be that long ago, but it's over 20 years ago now, you know, news information came over the wire. It came over an electronic ticker that popped up on your screen.
And that invention was like 120 years old. I mean, it really
that was a computer. Exactly.
But the actual wire.
It was the same thing. It was the Dow Jones Business Wire. There were a couple of news sources, and that's how information got pushed out in real time in the financial services industry, just as late as the early 90s, even up to the mid 90s for that matter. And the way information would flow out to the public would be that brokers and advisors would essentially then get on the phone, and they would call people, if you could possibly imagine that. And these bursts of expressions would take a very long amount of time to get out into the world.
Well, now, they weren't bursts of expressions. That's the whole point. I, as an investor, I couldn't find out diddly squat if I didn't call you in those
right.
days.
And that was what would happen, is either an advisor or a broker would pick up the phone, and they would, and that's why the joke of burst is, you know, it would almost be the equivalent of popping the packing paper, those little tiny bursts, and lots mm-hmm. and lots and lots of them. There wouldn't be one big burst. Now it literally is a burst. Now when something happens, or for that matter just an opinion gets expressed, it goes out to millions and millions of people all at once. You've got CNBC and lesser followed Bloomberg and Fox Business are on the air in a 24-hour cycle. And you've got Jim Cramer. The minute he screams buy, buy, buy or sell, 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 millions of people are paying attention. And that is truly a financial burst or outburst for that matter.
You know where I'm... I'm sorry,
go ahead, Bruce.
No, you know where I'm really concerned, though? And would like, I know it could sound self-serving to you, and I do mean to give you that opportunity, but I don't mean the question in this way. One of the problems I see whenever I see these advertisements for trade online, you can learn all you want, you know, you can do it instantly. All I think is, I'm sorry. You cannot learn what you need to learn by going to X website and doing your own research. You will probably fail miserably unless you are willing to put in a dedicated amount of time. So to some degree, I think the ability for this burst of expression or communication, I think it could endanger investors that buy into these commercials. Oh, yeah, just go ahead and trade for $5 a trade. What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, you've hit on it. Essentially, when this information gets popped out into the public, these days people can act, and they do. And I equate it to the, you know, the equivalency of if you have all the passengers rush to one side of a boat all of a sudden, well, you know what happens. So your listeners and everybody should beware of the immediacy that information can put into somebody's fingertips, and the ability to act instantaneously. It can create and does create frequent lopsided trading imbalances and dramatic moves that would have not otherwise occurred if they were disseminated slowly over time and rational thought was there. You know, in addition to that, obviously the ability to just jump online and trade. Even to a lesser extent, even these bursts that come into the average investor frequently result in bursts of expression of them of themselves. Besides just that that immediacy to run out and act, investors will have these bursts actually result in emotional expression.
You bet.
Meaning
you bet.
They'll read an article, or they'll hear somebody talking and espousing an opinion on TV, and they'll get scared or they'll get greedy all of a sudden. And that's a very dangerous burst, because it's one that could theoretically take them off of their plans. They can jump on the phone and call their broker about the burst of the person who's in the locker room next to them at the gym who said, buy blank, blank, blank now, and you get out of the gym, and then you burst, and you call your broker, and, well, what about blank, 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 Bob?
Or you don't call your broker because you have your own separate account, which I used to have, if you recall, where I said to you, I want a play account, you know, and I kept a certain amount of money, even though you managed the vast majority of it, I kept a certain amount of money in one of those online trading things. And it took me a few years to realize I didn't know enough to do that. And finally closed down that account. I mean, you remember those days.
I do.
You know, I might add, by the way, not to in many ways, you're talking about the burst of expression being positive or potentially, you know, dangerous. But there was a similar thing in the past, which is grandma hearing that such and such penny stock was the thing to buy. And I do remember those days of word of mouth being as dangerous as a tip from Jim Cramer, say, to speak. So to speak.
Well, that's interesting. And since we're on the air, of course, I'm going to have to say that we have absolutely no opinion, positive or negative, about Mr. Cramer. But in and of itself, you're absolutely right. The bursts of expressions, whether they're immediate and in mass, or whether they cascade like dominoes in the old days, or even now through the rumor mill, they can be positive and they can be negative. The key in the world of finance, again, is to make sure that whatever your listeners and investors are doing, that they have a good, well-laid plan that they're measuring everything against. I always say that half of my job is to keep people from succumbing to momentary fits of greed and fear. And at the end of the day, these little emotional or financially based bursts of expression, you know, they can get in the way of us having that kind of a sage viewpoint. I mean, it even happens, Bruce, in the actual research and management world of Wall Street. The so-called experts and professionals these days, because of the way information flows out so quickly, we find that a lot of research has become very short-term focused, very shallow. It's, you know, it's all about this quarter or this data point, instead of really looking at the broad and the big picture.
Very interesting. Very interesting. We are out of time, Jim, but I do have one quick question. You know, I'm listening to a lot of commercials about gold, so I would like to place an order for gold right now, please.
Well, Bruce, if we were in a position to do that for you, I would probably tell you to go back and make sure it fits within your plan and make
really?
Sure it's not.
Do we have a plan?
A burst of expression.
You mean we have a plan?
We do have a plan, Bruce.
And how can my listeners reach you if they would like to have a plan?
Well, we're more than happy to talk to your listeners. You can reach me directly by sending me an email at info@N as in the direction north, PIER.com. That's info@npeer.com. They can also go to our website, which is npeer.com, and learn more about what we do.
And don't forget, they can request your quarterly newsletter at no charge.
We just came out with it, as a matter of fact, last week. So if you want to know where we think the world is going and where it's been and what it's doing right now, by all means, send us an email. And we're actually going to start increasing the amount of frequency that we send out to Informational Blast. It'll be a little more than quarterly starting, I believe it's next month.
Terrific. Thank you, Jim. I will talk with you soon. It is time for another break. Tweet me at Bruce Allen, email me at Bruce@BruceAllen.com. But whatever you do, keep on listening, and we'll be right back for the last segment.